Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Get the band back together. We got a lot to do today. A lot on the Phils, a lot on the Eagles. Eagles start training camp tomorrow, which is awesome. Philly's not playing very good baseball. There's a lot to discuss on the field. There's a lot to discuss off the field. We'll get to it all, including the trade deadline coming up. David Robertson acquired. Just a lot. So we'll do it all with you at 215-592-9494. Plus, when you call in today, your chance to win, this is a cool prize all week, pair of tickets to see one of the Eagles practices. So hop aboard for that. 215-592-9494. Rich.
What is up, Joe?
It's all up, my man. It's all up, bud. How are you, pal?
I can't wait for training camp.
Yeah,
which is like the opposite of every ounce of my being when I was actually playing
right,
football.
Exactly.
But this is, man, exciting times. Exciting times
it
for
is.
Us. It's just a couple days away. All the pageantry of even training camp. Training camp is fun.
It's awesome. Yeah, we'll be there, too.
Anyway,
so looking forward to it.
The one day on Neptune takes about 16 hours a year. Neptune.
Wait, hold on. You got to.
Sorry. Yeah, a year
I don't know if that was at the end of the story or the beginning of the story.
I got lost here.
Okay.
A year on Neptune. A year on Neptune takes 60,190 Earth days.
Wow. Well, look, the whole outer space thing's wild, man. I don't know what to say. I mean, we could go round and round forever on those facts. And
Neptune does, just very slowly.
I do see what you did there. I do indeed. All right, so mull that one over. While you do, let me just throw this out to everyone right out of the gate, because we'll all address it, but I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. Biggest thing that has stood out to you recently about the Phillies in blank number of the last days. Look, I haven't been here since Tuesday of last week. John was here on Friday. James wasn't here until two Fridays ago. That'd be about 10 days. Rhea was here last week. So we're all kind of working on different timetables. But since we were all together, I mean, you had the All-Star game, you had the Schwarber thing, you had the Robertson thing, you had Bryce got hot, you had Middleton on the record on a lot of stuff. You had a really not great weekend of baseball, although Schwarber and Bryce were awesome. Lizardo and Ranger weren't. Ranger was the worst Philly all weekend. He stunk. He stunk yesterday. So it's all out on the table for you. Define it as you want. What was the, you know, the thing that stood out to you the most? 215-592-9494. John, while I am in kind of a bad Phillies mood, because the weekend really did stink, and it was almost like Ranger melted down yesterday, I'm going to give you a positive as my number one. Because we can talk about the Robertsons and the trade deadlines and all this stuff, and it's all worthy. The number one thing that stood out to me actually is a massive positive. Bryce Harper might be back.
That's exactly right. No, right? It's not might. It's not might be back. Bryce Harper has been talking like he's been talking the game before actually performing.
He said he felt good.
Like a boss.
Yeah.
He came in talking smack like, hey, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And I've, you know, that's unusual.
Yeah, I'm Bryce Harper. Like, don't forget about me. I'm Bryce Harper.
He said, I'm ready, you know, coming out of this second, you know, coming out of the All-Star break, I'm ready to go. And he's proven it. And you know, right out the gates on Friday night, what was it?
Yeah, Friday.
Three for four.
Well, two homers Friday, one on Saturday. Now, 0 for 4 yesterday, for what it's worth. But you get three homers.
But that's a burst, and that's
exciting,
and that reminds us that, yes, Bryce Harper has been one of the clutchest players I've seen in the postseason when it matters most, but man, he can just explode, and he can generate that power. He and Kyle Schwarber, by the way, Kyle Schwarber is in talk. You know, like people are talking MVP and attaching that to Kyle Schwarber's name. If he can keep up this torrid pace, he has been amazing.
He's been awesome.
Now his average, his batting average will hurt him a little bit.
But we all love him. I mean, you know, we all know the Schwarber thing.
He's doing amazing things. If those two together combine, their power can really lift this offense, which has been devoid of
power. It's been horrible. It's been horrible. But they are going to need some help. So
yes. But that's exciting, too, when you think about the Dombrowski. When you think about Mick Abel, Andrew Painter probably going to that bullpen. Well, you know Taiwan's going to go to the bullpen. We got a lot of people who can.
And either Nola or Lizardo. One of them's going to the bullpen also.
Probably Lizardo, I guess.
Yeah. So, look, there's so much to chew on at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it. Look, I've said all season, I look at this whole thing through the prism of October. It's just because I think they're going to make the playoffs.
This team can be amazing.
Well,
this
but they're also 20 and 21 in their last 41 games.
And that is
aggravating.
Really problematic and aggravating. Yes.
Yeah, really aggravating. I mean, so it's a weird, they're a confounding team. They're in first place, they're not in first place by much. Mets haven't been playing very well lately. Phillies haven't been playing particularly good either.
But let's not lose track of the fact that their pitching, their starting pitching, has been something to marvel at.
I know.
And that's what we've been hanging our hats on. Oh, woe is us. Our offense stinks. Well, hey, what if it doesn't stink anymore?
Well, I will.
We got, 60 games?
I'll see when I believe it. I mean, they did have a game this weekend where Brandon Marsh bat fifth. And just everyone chew on that one.
And didn't he get a hit right out the gates, Ben?
I don't remember,
he did.
But I don't ever want to see that again. Seltzer, biggest thing that stood out to you in the last... So welcome back, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. I'm very good.
Good to be back. Missed you guys.
Miss you, too. I mean, your shoes
to a degree.
Your shoes were ably filled.
yes. I always worry about Wally Pipp when I leave.
Exactly.
So, you know.
No, you don't worry about Wally Pipp. You worry about Lou Gehrig.
Yes, exactly. I worry about being Wally Pipp.
So you've been gone for 10 days.
Yes.
Biggest thing that stood out to you?
So it's funny because you guys each had a couple things to talk about, and there are like eight other things rattling around in my brain. There's so much going on with it. I said I did a podcast with Fritz last night, and I was like, for a week without much baseball, there's 8 million things going on with this team.
Yep.
To me, we're 10 days away from the trade deadline, 11 days, whatever it is. Like, I feel the need of this team. Like, they're good. They're not great.
They're not
like,
great.
They're just
they're,
not.
They're not.
And the thing that we, you know, Richie was just talking about, we hang our hat on the starting pitching and all that. It's like, well, okay. I mean, Ranger hasn't looked good in a few weeks. And we saw last year this exact thing happened with Ranger.
Yep.
Lizardo has been inconsistent. I mean, right now it's Wheeler and Sanchez, the only two guys you feel amazing about heading into the playoffs. You know, we're ways
they
away from that.
Amazing.
They need help. They need help. And we did this whole like, oh, what would you rather have? You know, bullpen, bat. They need both. They need an arm and they need a bat. Not one or the other. They need both. That's what I feel.
So one of the main things.
How possible, though?
You're not going to get both.
Justin Crawford.
They're not going to.
Justin Crawford could be not a huge bat, but a guy who gets on base bat. Right here in
system,
how realistic is that? Because that's another consideration that they have discussed.
I agree.
And that's exciting.
Partially exciting.
You can't count on Justin Crawford to save the lineup.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
Okay.
Especially
I'm not counting on him to save the lineup.
I don't know that I want him to have
him to give us a little pop.
I don't know, man.
Give us some excitement when he gets on.
Rhea, biggest thing over the last... So you were the one person... Well, you and Richie held down the fort last week. So let me say thank you. On behalf of me and Seltzer, thank you. Biggest thing that stood out to you?
That the Phillies are who I thought they were. I mean, it's great starting pitching for the most part.
Yep.
Inconsistent hitting, shaky bullpen, and they better do something great at the deadline. Because the moves that Dombrowski has made at deadline have not been...
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Great. The moves this year, Romano, Kepler. Why is Kepler still on this team? I mean,
that Kepler, and I mean this, I know Brandon Marsh played better over the last, 5-6 weeks. The fact that Kepler batted behind Marsh Where Marsh batted fifth. I mean, everyone think about
Marsh
that for
is
a
better,
second.
Though.
No, but
yeah.
but the point is that's horrendous.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
Because, you know, a month and a half ago, and I mean, I'm not going to lie, I still kind of feel this way. A lot of people don't want Marsh on the team. He's batting fifth. I mean, really? So
you're getting nothing like fourth or nine.
You're getting very, very little. I agree with that. I mean, you can say nothing. That's fine. That's fair. Look, all of it's on the table at 215-592-9494. I will tell you this on the good side of things. I think the David Robertson addition is potentially massive. I mean, I'm actually using that word. Not
he's
like,
been amazing.
Not
the
pretty
last
big. I think
seasons.
It's potentially massive. Guess
while
here.
Not here, he's been amazing.
So first off, I envy the guy. All right, let me start. Let
great
me,
moves by him, buddy.
Right, let me start with this guy and his brass you-know-what. So he's 40 years old. He's probably pocketed, I don't know, after taxes, what, $15 to $35 million?
I like how you
would guess more than that.
Right.
A lot more than
let's
that.
Let's give him $55 million in the bank. So this guy's like, listen, world, yeah, I want to pitch, but unless you're going to pay me a ton of money, I ain't playing for you for 7 months. I'm going to pull a Clemens, and I'll join right before the trade deadline. By the way, guys,
real quick,
he's getting $5.5 million for the next 2 months.
David Robertson has made $101 million playing baseball.
Oh my
so
God.
He's got like $40 million in the bank. He lost like $50 to taxes. He spent $10 million. He's got $40 million. So, like, good for this guy to eschew everyone. I mean, I'm partially joking, but I will be honest. I kind of envy it. I mean, this guy because he knows back in February and March he will join a contender that he feels comfortable with right before the trade deadline. In July.
And his arm will be fresh. That was what happened to him before with
totally will be fresh. And Rhea, here's the key, and I didn't know it until after they signed him, and I saw the stats. ERA last year, 3.00. Like, that's really good, guys. So you're not getting old guy who stinks. Now, look, I can't prove he's going to be great, but I know this. He was great last year. To Rhea's point, fresh arm. I mean, it's a really big addition. He's going to make $5.5 million in the next 2 months. So I think it's an outstanding move. With that said, there is a lot you see on the field that's really frustrating. Center and left field are still a disaster. Rojas is a freaking disaster. I know Marchand got a hit this weekend. It was an RBI single. But, I mean, come on. First off, it seems like whenever he's in there, it seems like the pitchers pitch worse. That's number one. Number two, like I'm celebrating he got a hit because the guy almost never gets a hit. So, you know, there's a lot going on with the Phils, including the comments from Middleton, which I'll just tell you out of the gate. My sense, based on what he said, overarching sense is I do not expect the Phillies to go all in at the trade deadline. I think they're gonna hold some of those pieces for the future. With that said, Jason Stark went on the record in the last couple of days and said his sense is that Dombrowski's gonna make a very big move at the trade deadline. And listen, Stark is Stark, man. He knows a lot about baseball.
I would say no one's more locked in on the Phillies for the last 20 years than Jason Stark.
Tons of connections.
Music to my ear.
Yeah, so, all right. 215-592-9494. What's the biggest thing that stood out to you in recent days with the Phils? Also, your chance to win Eagles training camp tickets. We're getting to that next. Your phone calls on all of these topics. And plus, I'm going to get to the Embiid article. I know it's a couple days ago. I haven't commented on it. A lot to do. All of it with you. 215-592-9494. Well, obviously, real exciting knowing the Eagles start up tomorrow. And, you know, the real season is not that far away. I mean, we're getting there. I heard over the weekend, what, 7 Sundays until they're playing football? And that's Sundays. And the Eagles play on a Thursday before Sunday. So it's getting close. And it all starts tomorrow with training camp, which is awesome.
We play first, guys.
Yes.
Like, this is, that's crazy.
Well,
we're out in front.
Not technically true if the Eagles win the coin toss and defer. And then the other team kicks off the ball, and then that kicker
really?
hits the ball, and then that means the Cowboys play first. But I'm, you know, who am I, John?
Is that playing?
He's somebody on the other side of the
is
field.
Is that playing
Joe?
To kick the ball?
Just saying. I mean,
and I took
I
a little
know.
Shot at you in my update. I don't know if you know.
Oh, I didn't hear it. What'd you say?
I said reigning Super Bowl champions.
Oh, wait, no, I'm with that. The question is, are they the champions?
No, I thought you said they're defending, not reigning.
No,
Mr.
either one
semantics.
Works. No, you were playing with my words. They're defending and reigning. What I said is, I don't think the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're not thinking that they are. But anyway, congrats to them on a couple fronts the last few days. Getting the rings was really cool and awesome. and double whammy at the ESPYs, and I thought they totally deserved it. I thought it would have been an outrage if they did not get it for Team of the Year, which, and that's not easy to get. I mean, you're talking, when you're talking about Team of the Year, you're talking about, you know, all the pro sports. You're talking about college football, college basketball, women's college basketball, talking about WNBA. I mean, you got like 10, 12, 14 different teams. I don't know if they consider Olympic teams. I don't know about that. But, you know, Team of the Year, that's tough. And they got it, and I think they deserved it. And the other one was Saquon for the play. And, John, that would have been an outrage if he didn't get it. Because, like, we've seen more impactful plays, but I don't know that we've ever in any sport have seen a more crazy athletic play.
Well, it sort of encapsulated the whole miraculous season that he had. You know, who in the world ever saw a guy jump over a dude backwards? Whoever saw a guy that big, that fast? You know, whoever saw Saquon Barkley running for 2,000 yards for the Eagles?
Right.
You know, whoever would have thought 5 years ago, but it
also seems like everyone writing a book has that about the Eagles as that on the cover.
Oh God, you know
I got that on the cover. Ray's got that on the cover. I think Zach Berman's got a book.
I'm
with that
actually
on the cover.
Just releasing a book that is just the cover. It'll just be, I think it's going to do pretty well. I'm excited.
It really could, actually.
Saquon is taking good care of his body, and you know, it is hard for a back to take the beating. And hit, that was a long season for him.
Yeah.
But
it was.
This O-line is amazing. We're still going to be handing the ball off an awful lot.
I totally agree, man.
Saquon Barkley, there's no reason he shouldn't have another season for, you know.
I hope.
So
for the ages. That's what you want to say.
I don't want to jinx him, though. So I don't want to go too far with
but
what
we also know close to 500 touches is tough. You know, some guys have done it and been fine. Those that have done it more recently haven't been, though.
But here's the thing. Like, I don't think none of us can really understand how unbelievable Saquon Barkley is.
I agree. He really is
the ultimate running back who, I don't know if it, like, if we test his limits, like, I don't know what's stopping him.
No, that's fair.
Behind
that's
this O-line.
That's fair.
You know, I'm not saying it's a done deal or any of that, but the run game is the focus of what we do, and we still have Saquon Barkley. We're handing the ball off.
No question. That's great.
I know that injury is a thing.
Yeah.
But
and with him especially, because remember, he got banged up a lot.
It can happen.
Yeah.
But he is in amazing shape. And again, the O-line's the same. The plan will be the same. It's not out of the question for him to have a season that is very similar to last season, and last season was one of the craziest things anyone ever saw.
That
jumping over a dude backwards
and
thing.
And he could have gotten the
record. People are writing books about last season, and he could have another season like that right now, right now.
It is possible. So the whole Eagles thing, training camp, the coming season on the table, we'd love to hear from you, you know, how fired up you are, excited, and then obviously just thoughts on the coming season, both good and bad, because there's a lot more good than bad, but, you know, there's some concerning stuff. We lost a lot of players on defense. Tough schedule, that whole deal. Also, when you call in today, this is a cool prize. Not only today, but all week we'll be giving this away. A chance for you to win four tickets, not just two, four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is happening at the Link on August 10th. This is a nighttime practice, 6:30 at Lincoln Financial Field. Obviously, get up close, look at the reigning Super Bowl champs as they gear up for the season. It's a public practice. All sorts of interactive games, you know, stuff for kids. It's great. You get a chance to meet Swoop and pictures and all that good stuff, right? Eagles cheerleaders, the whole deal. So you can call in today and win these tickets at 215-592-9494. And here's how. Because we certainly link the fall, which we're not at yet, but the fall and the Eagles together. We also, when we go back just 2 years ago, John, it was 2 years ago this week, and they will be linked together forever, was the movie Barbie and the movie Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it went by that whole Barbenheimer thing. And actually, those movies came out on the same day 2 years and 1 day ago. And they're always going to be linked together.
I can't believe that was 2 years.
It was 2 years ago. It was our first year doing the show, doing the morning show. I ask everyone at 215-592-9494, who or what is, like, often or always linked together? Now, we're going to get some answers like the peanut butter and the jelly, which are linked together. but not exclusively linked together. I mean, you can do peanut butter and chocolate, and that can
jelly
be really
donut. Good.
You can do jelly donut with a lot of powder in there. Like, now look, again, I don't know that anything is like just fully linked together, like exclusively, but maybe. I ask you today.
Like go birds. Can we claim that go is always linked with birds? Because it is
no,
here.
No, because go is also linked with stop.
I'm joking. Yeah. Yes.
No, but it is a universal greeting.
All right. And go is a good movie. John, and again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Guys, this is for a 4-pack of training camp tickets. John Ritchie, first crack. Who or what is always linked together?
I will never eat eggs without hot sauce.
Okay.
Eggs, hot sauce. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't work for most people.
Yeah, it's not a great answer. I agree with you. It's a horrible answer. But I agree with you. I will never eat eggs without hot sauce.
Really?
I
know someone who's the same way.
It is an absolute must. Yeah. I'll go and I'll walk and I'll go buy hot sauce somewhere.
I'll bring packets of my own or whatever I need to do. Yeah.
My eggs will be cold as ice.
I agree.
But I'll have hot sauce and I'll eat them then.
Okay. Yeah. Bad answer, but I totally agree with you.
It's a John Ritchie answer. It's okay. Seltzer, who or what always linked together?
I don't even know if this is their first names, last names. I don't know their full names. I don't know them individually. I know Laurel and Hardy. That's it. I have no idea who they are otherwise.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
That's true.
Fair enough. All right, Rhea, what do you got? You're right, by the way, James.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
They are often linked together.
And I didn't realize they've done 14 projects together.
That's pretty amazing.
So, you always just think of Good Will Hunting.
Sure.
But Air, the most recent movie, Air, that they did.
Yeah. No, they've done a lot, and they are clearly linked together. No, they're not exclusive. Look, I'll give you one not exclusive, but I think of them together. The hot dog and the hot dog bun. Now, if you're really in a spot where you've run out of cheeseburger buns, and I've done this. I did this recently. I had to use the hot dog bun for a cheeseburger and kind of like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
But it's not the ideal.
It's not
what you want. The bottom line is
you
it
made
freaking
a hamburger
exists.
Though, and you didn't have hamburger rolls.
I would say this is 4th of July. I would say Amy from Villanova didn't pack enough.
It's Amy's fault.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give it.
Always blame
either her or my buddy. I don't remember who brought it. I really don't remember who brought it. But it was not my fault. All right, give us a great answer. Who or what is always linked together? Look, there are big answers, including Bird and Magic. I mean, big answer right there from the world of sports, Bird and Magic. Give us who or what is always, or let's say often, linked together. Best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it. 4-pack of tickets to see the birds in training camp. 215-592-9494. Coming up, a question for you about Joel Embiid, stemming from that big ESPN article last weekend. Phone calls on all of this. Biggest thing that has stood out to you in recent days on the Phillies. Who or what is often linked together? And how excited are you for the Eagles? Training camp tomorrow. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, it's 94 WIP.
We have had a lot of scorching hot days this summer. We've got another heat wave expected to come this weekend. So the last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep you and your family comfortable all summer long. But don't worry. Call Horizon Services right now. You can get up to $1,150 off a new HVAC system replacement plus 0% financing. Horizon Services, they are here to keep you comfortable inside no matter how hot it is outside. Because listen, the one place you should always be relaxed and stress-free is in your home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll always work with you to make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services, expert technician, you just know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free year-round no matter the season. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. Go to Cameron, John Ritchie. Eagles training camp tickets on the line. A lot of Philly stuff to get to. Camp obviously starts tomorrow. And also, we'll get the juices flowing for football with a little football game here that I've got for Ritchie, Seltzer, and Ray. And they don't even know about it. See, I like when, let me say this.
Hammer!
Usually has to answer the questions. Today, you guys and the audience.
What a thrill.
We'll answer questions.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. James, you will enjoy this, but I will be interested to find out who wins. And there's going to be four contestants. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Rhea Hughes, and the audience as a collective.
I love this.
Yeah.
In.
All right. We'll see who rises to the top. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to that shortly. Phones right now. Let's kick it off with Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how we doing, Joe?
Excited to be back, Brian.
Listen, man, I lived up there for 54 years, and I live now in Southwest Florida. And I got to take exception to, you know, you talking about David Robertson. I mean, like, yes, that is not the ideal situation that we want to have, but how much money he makes really is no business of yours.
So you were offended? You were offended by me saying that I envy the guy in a joking way? Is that offensive to you or to him? I'm trying to figure this out.
I was offended by your dissertation at the beginning of the show today that he's made $111 million. That has nothing to do with you. The man has a talent, and whether he's 40 or he's 80.
James, how long till I hang
up? I'm so confused. I don't even know
what's
the
problem,
point.
Brian. Yeah. I'm giving him credit for having money in the bank that he told
Good
teams,
for him.
I don't have to pitch for you in April. I'll join you in July. What's the issue?
All right. Well, maybe I misinterpreted it, Joe.
All right.
I'm sorry to...
No worries, buddy. I was actually complimenting him, but it's all good, buddy.
I didn't hear it as a compliment.
Okay, it was a compliment.
Okay, I'm sorry, Joe.
That's okay. That's okay. That's all right.
You as a radio host and so on and so forth. And again, I apologize.
No worries. Brian, let's give you a chance to win this prize, pal. Give me who or what often linked together.
Ron Jaworski and Mike Quick, dude.
All right, there you go. Jaws and Quick, sure. It's interesting because Jaws had two guys he was really, really linked with. Jaws and Quick and Jaws and Carmichael.
Not the best answer for Quick.
Not the best answer for Quick.
No,
Quick
it is
and
not.
Six?
No, Merrill.
Oh, Quick and Merrill.
Right. I mean, right? Am I crazy? No.
I don't know.
Will you stop ripping people and the money they make?
Yeah, I mean, geez. You know, I mean, I was just saying he's pulling a Clemens. Good for him. All right, let's talk some football. So, I've got a list in front of me, John Rich. You're going to enjoy this because I've got an all-century list. We have had 25 years of pro football. Now, before we go any further, all three of you, no cheating. No looking nonsense up over the next 3 hours, all right? This is the honor system right now. And what I have in front of me is a list, and I'm not even going to say who put it together, but it's a pretty damn good list. Like, I'm sure there's some stuff debatable, but clearly the person that put this together put some real thought into it. And he's got every position broken down for an all-century football team. And we've had 25 years of pro football this century. And to me, the most interesting one, I wanted to know, and I'm not going to give it away, safety. Because you know there's three big safeties, really, really big, and I wanted to find out, does our guy make the first unit or not? Now, we'll get to that. By the way, there are also honorable mentions. So he's got, like, first teamers and then honorable mentions. So he got, like, a whole big squad. And here's the way we're going to play this game. The way the game's going to be played, I'm going to say a position, and then you guys are going to, you know, one by one, we'll go around the room here, including the callers, and have a crack at saying who's on the first team, who's honorable mention. If you say a first teamer, I'm giving you 2 points. If you say an honorable mention, you get 1 point. If you get someone wrong, then you're out for that round. All right? So you better guess wisely. Now, our first caller is going to have the first guess at the easiest position. I'm just putting that out there right now. But everyone, get calling at 215-592-9494. You'll enjoy this. A lot of big-time names, a lot of Hall of Famers, a lot of future Hall of Famers, because some of these guys are still playing. All-century football team, we'll get to that. Have some fun. I'm rooting for the audience. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Nice to have everyone back.
Yeah, it's good. James, it's good to be here, man.
I hope Fish was great, James.
It was awesome. Thanks, Nick.
Jen and I got the chance to see Wu-Tang on Friday night, and it was an iconic experience.
And it was their last time, right?
It was.
And, I mean, that's what they say. I mean, there's also boxers that say it's my last time, and then they fight for 15 more years.
I saw them like 15 years ago, and I have vague memories of them being like final tour then. But
yeah, but this one,
no,
but Nick,
it feels more real this
but
time.
But Nick, Wu-Tang really said this time, this is it, right? I mean, that's what they're really saying.
They did, but so interestingly, when they tour as Wu-Tang Clan, it's everybody. It's hard for them to get everybody together, and one of them, right. You got, is retiring. So they will tour as Wu-Tang, but not Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, interesting. Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
They had Run the Jewels open up for him, a guy named Killer Mike, awesome rap group, but he stops in the middle of his show to talk about how great Philly is and that it's an extra special place to him because his wife is cousins with Nolan Smith Jr.
Oh, how about that? That would be Super Bowl champion, Nolan Smith Jr.
That is correct.
Yes. Who, by the way, is going to be leaned on quite a bit this year. I mean, it's he may be their best outside pass rusher. They're probably hoping that he is, and he probably will be.
Man, the thing that I again, I don't want to jinx him at all, but I love watching him destroy pulling guards. I mean, the clip from the Super Bowl when he – I think that guard that I watched him blow up is now the highest-paid guard in the NFL.
Yeah, he got paid last week.
But just, wow – I don't know how you keep that pace where you're. I tried to do that, and you know, eventually I had to hold myself back a little bit. You can't subject yourself to that amount of impact because then
breaks your body
weird
down.
Stuff starts happening. Yeah. You know, like you just. You wake up and you're, you know.
Well, remember,
you sneeze and you can't feel your arms.
He got hurt. He got hurt in the Super Bowl.
Right, re-injured. Yeah,
yeah. He had the same. Didn't he have the same injury that BG had? Right.
Yeah, and he played the entire second half with it. With the whole thing about remember the fumble that I think Milton Williams recovered.
Okay, is that the one? Okay, wait. I'm going.
Williams caused one and recovered it. Okay. Yeah.
But Nolan Smith was talking about it on the Exciting Whites podcast.
Yep.
He was yelling at him because he couldn't pick it up.
Oh.
I mean, he was just literally because his arm.
Sure.
He couldn't bend his arm.
It's amazing to stay out there and keep playing. Yeah. That's good stuff. All right, Nick, biggest thing that stood out to you with the Phillies, what is it?
Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Two home runs in a game. I'm happy to see that. His power may be back, guys.
Yeah, and not just power, and that's the big thing, but even just getting on base more, because it wasn't just that he wasn't hitting homers for a while. It's that he really wasn't doing much anything for a while. All right, Nick. All-Century football team, you get the first shot at it here. And here's the way it's going to work. Ladies first after that, so then we're going Rhea, then we're going Seltzer, then we're going Rich. And it's going to put John in bad mood. Other times we'll reverse it the other way. But we're going ladies first when we get to us. Nick, here's the deal. We start with quarterbacks. There are five quarterbacks listed on the All-Century team. One on the team, four honorable mentions. You get 2 points for someone on the team, one for honorable mention. Who are you picking?
I'm going with Jalen Hurts because he's already won a Super Bowl and been to another.
All right. Well, the audience ain't going to do well if people follow that logic. Nick, give me an answer.
Do you think that's bad logic?
Nick, who or what is linked together?
I've never heard them not linked together. Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
That is a much better answer. All right. All-Century team. Rhea, I think you got a layup. Go ahead.
Jalen Hurts.
Is this really your guess?
Yeah.
No, All-Century NFL team, not Eagles.
Oh,
I was making fun of that last caller.
I'm sorry. What are you asking?
All-Century NFL team. You got five quarterbacks in the NFL All-Century.
Oh, from the entire league? Oh,
yes.
From this century?
Yes.
Tom Brady.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
No,
I thought you
maybe
were
the caller
Eagles.
Did, too. I was being rude to him, I guess, but I thought I made it
pretty
clear.
Yeah, no, that's what I absolutely thought you were talking
about. Okay, maybe that's my bad, but I'm still putting the callers down as a zero for the quarterback position. Seltzer, there are four others listed this century. Who do you got?
I'd have to imagine Patrick Mahomes is one of them.
He is one of them. That's a point for Seltzer. Richie, give me a quarterback. Three are left.
This century.
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes. All right, Rhea. I know, Rhea, you are. Yeah, we let you back in when we realized the rules. All right, give me a quarterback this century, Rhea. There's two left. All century honorable mentions.
Oh, my God. Why am I blanking? Drew Brees?
Yes.
Wow.
Seltzer?
Nice pull there.
There's one left.
I don't know if this is the right one, but I'll guess Aaron Rodgers.
That is correct. Ah. And that completes the quarterback round. John, we'll be starting with you with the next position in here. That's the way this will work. All right, well done. You guys did pretty good right there. So five for five, at least, are getting the right. And they're the right ones, obviously. That's, John, the reason I reacted when the caller said Hurts. I thought he was just being a jokester. And I'm like, wait, we got, you know, guy won 7 Super Bowls. All right, so maybe he didn't understand we're talking the entire league. All right, Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
Welcome back, Seltzer. So mixed feelings with the Eagles and Phillies. With the Eagles, I'm feeling sort of this sense of renewal. There's a lot of, you know, question marks, you know, on our defense, how we fill certain holes. But I think the overriding feeling is renewal optimism. And I'm just feeling sort of the different R word with the Phillies. That's recycle. Like, I don't really, like, how do we shuffle the pieces around to create a different outcome other than making a big splash move? But I just don't really see where that's going to happen. And maybe it's just sort of a mindset, but, like, that's, you know, certainly feeling more optimism with the Eagles.
Well, you should feel more optimism with the Eagles. They're a better team. I thought Rhea nailed it earlier, or maybe it was James, when someone said they're not great. And they're not. Ed, they can become great. I want to be clear. They can. But they don't hit well enough, and they don't relief pitch well enough to be a team that I would say is great. They're very good. They're very, very good. The starting pitching is A+. But they are not a great team the way presently constituted, at least the way they play. The hitters, I don't think these relievers can pick it up. I really don't. The hitters, some of them could pick it up. Castellanos could get, I mean, John, we've seen Castellanos get hot for a month or two. He could.
Absolutely. He's carried this offense at times, on multiple occasions.
Yeah. So that's possible. But Ed, the relief pitchers, I think there's no hope there collectively. And that's where, you know, they're going to need some help, both from the starters that go there and maybe a trade or two.
Yeah, maybe I just read this headline at the wrong time, but when I heard about the Dave Robertson signing, it felt like, you know, you're taking your ex back for the third time and expecting a different outcome. But now that you, you know, explained it, like, he really, is he going to be better than Joe Ross? Yeah. Is he going to be better than Tanner Banks? I'm pretty sure.
And here's what he's going to be right out of the chute. He's going to be one of their two best right-handed relievers. Boom. That's what he is right away. It's going to be him and Kirkroom from the right side. It's going to be Strom, and it's going to be Banks that they lean on from the left side. That's it. And then you're going to figure out which starters go in there and who they trade for, and that's what it is. All right, Ed, we're playing this NFL All-Century. The whole league, not just the Eagles. John Ritchie, you get to pick the position.
Oh.
Pick a position. We're going to see.
Running back.
Running back it is. All right,
John. Wait. Can I pick fullback?
No, because they don't have fullback.
I expected you to actually go fullback.
All right, John, you get
they don't have fullback at all.
They don't. So, John, running back, they have 2 for starters, and they have 5 for backups. So, all right, you take a crack at it, John. First pick. All-Century football team.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is an honorable mention. So that's 1 point for John. All right.
Honorable mention.
Yep. Rhea, you're up next. Running back.
Adrian Peterson.
He is a first teamer. Well done by Rhea. That's 2 points. Seltzer, running back. You got 1 first teamer and 4 second teamers.
Yeah, Rhea just snatched my Adrian Peterson out from me.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's the game. All right. So how many more are left, did you say?
There's 5 total. 1 starter and 4 backups.
All right, I will go with, I'm like racking my brain in the moment.
And by the way, there's
here.
Like a 3-2-1. Let's go. 3-2.
Todd Gurley. It's not Todd Gurley. No.
All right, Ed, give me a running back this century.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
He is the other starter.
That was an obvious one. Bad job, Dan.
2 points for the callers. We go back to John. We got a couple backups. John, honorable mentions. Give me one.
Christian McCaffrey.
No. Yes, McCaffrey does sneak in there, which kind of surprised me a little bit. All right, Ree, we're back to you. Honorable mention.
Marshawn Lynch?
Yes. He kind of sneaks in there, too. I don't know about that. All right, Seltzer, you're out. Right, Ed, you got a crack at a running back. There's
Jamal Lewis.
There's 2 left. No, you're out. John, 2 left. These are not the easiest to get.
Running backs. So... running backs.
3-2-1 out. And Rhea, you got one more, another crack?
LeSean McCoy?
No and no. All right, so the two that they give honorable mention otherwise are Frank Gore, who probably does deserve it. The guy had 5 million yards rushing, and Clinton Portis, which seems kind of
not
shaky
to
me.
Frank Gore, that's good.
Yeah, pretty that good. Pretty good. All right, Ed, give me who or what is often linked together.
How about Penn and Teller?
Penn and Teller's a good answer. I like that answer a lot. Who's going to win this game, Seltzer?
Well, Rhea's off to a
blazing
start. Yeah,
it was the Drew Brees just pulling that
out. That was big. I mean, the quarterbacks are pretty. Those five are clearly the five. Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Mahomes, and Brees. I thought that was the easiest
position.
Forget
about the early 2000s one. That's the problem. Like, you know, all this is more recency bias.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those five I thought were very, very easy. All right, let's get to the Got It Door window to the weekend as we look back at some things that have happened in recent days. Window to the weekend is brought to us by Got It Door Window. Take advantage of Got It Door Window's big summer sales event. You can receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, a few things. Number one, Scottie Scheffler not only won the British Open, he has clearly, in my opinion, cemented himself as the second best golfer this century. I know he hasn't won as much as some others that are older, but this century, the list is Tiger 1, Scottie Scheffler 2, and everyone else trying to fight for 3. That's it. He's that guy. Another thing in recent days, and I think this happened last week while I was off, John, Brian Brayman passing away. That was horrible, man. That's awesome. He was an outstanding special teams player. He was a really good Eagle. I talked to him one time for a pretty long conversation, and he was a very nice guy.
So he seemed like an unbelievably popular teammate, you know, in that locker room.
Yeah.
Just a magnetic personality for sure.
Two things I did not remember about him until I read the articles. One is that he had rejoined the Eagles right before the 2017 playoffs. Yeah. I would not have known that. The other is that the Super Bowl was his last game. That Super Bowl win was his last game ever.
He had the most remarkable story, like homeless in high school. He had a guy who helped him get a tape. And like, if you ever had a chance to talk to him, he was genuinely one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I really enjoy. I met him out at a Super Bowl one year, just at a party, and we were just talking for a while, and he was great, and he was one of the best special teams players I've ever seen the Eagles have. So that was certainly sad, to say the least. Some other things in recent days. Well, the Joel article was wild from ESPN, and I know you guys covered it a bit last week. We'll cover it extensively as we move through the show, or somewhat extensively, but I do want to open up a Twitter poll question of the day. It's sort of about the whole Joel thing. I mean, the article, but the whole last, you know, 10 years. Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer savings event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Here's the poll question, and I will be fascinated to find out how people vote. And, John, I'm going to ask you right out of the gate. Which do you think is the bigger factor with Joel's physical decline and injury history? A, his fault, bad conditioning. B, bad luck. Which isn't, because the article details both.
I do think.
Which is it more?
This is a harsh answer. I think... there was a poster on the locker room of the first varsity locker room I ever put pads on in that said, chance favors the prepared mind.
Yep.
I do think you have to fault him in such a big way that he was not adequately physically or mentally ready to go ever.
Do you think he took enough
season-wise?
Do you think he took enough... I don't know if culpability is the word. Did he take enough on his shoulders the way he presented himself in the article?
Accountability?
No, absolutely not.
Not enough,
and,
right?
And while I found, I was sympathizing with Joel, and there were things that I learned that are, you know, concerning, but that was slanted very clearly. I understand there's so much fault that lies in the organization's lap, the way they handled these players. My gosh. And I wish they would have done it differently because we really did have a chance. But at this point, it's just like, holy cow, how in the world did they really waste that talent?
Yeah, they really did.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And this article comes out. This article feels like a, hey, it's getting ready to be sayonara. How in the world did Joel Embiid get out of Philadelphia having never won a championship?
Never even came close.
With all that talent, yeah. Never even got out of the second
round. Brutal. It really is. Well, look, the Embiid article's on the table as well. I'll weigh in on it more as we move forward. But we'll ask you, do you think it's more his fault or bad luck with all that has transpired with his body? 215-592-9494. All of these topics and more on the table, including Ruben Amaro joining us in studio. That's next. Phone calls on all of it on 94 WIP.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free to play. Log in every day for your chance to win. All you need to do is pick an area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on them. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There is nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.